Our next devotional comes out of Colossians 2, verse 20 through chapter 3, verse 11. So if you want to turn in your Bibles to Colossians 2, 20, I invite you to do so now. Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world, why, as though you still belonged to the world, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These rules, which have to do with things that are all destined to perish with use, are based on merely human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Paul enters into baptism language, dying with Christ and being raised with Christ as the main focus of this section of Colossians. As we enter into our own baptisms, we enter into the life and death of Jesus. Our baptism, it changes everything as we take on new identities in Christ. We become no longer focused on earthly things. Instead, we set our hearts and minds on the things of God, the things above. Our focus and our thoughts, how we live, is different from before. Now, the butterfly is often seen as a symbol of the resurrection. From the caterpillar going into its cocoon and dying to itself, it rises as new creation. It rises as a butterfly. Although that butterfly began as a caterpillar, the two are so vastly different now. It's the same in our lives, or at least it should be the same in our lives. The butterfly is no longer concerned about the things of the caterpillar. Instead, the butterfly is focused on the things above as it floats and flies about. As I read this passage in Colossians, I can't help but hear other statements from Paul echoed in it. Here's just a few of them. From 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17, when Paul says, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here." Or when Paul says in Galatians 2:20 that, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Or this passage in Colossians sounds a lot like Philippians 4:8 and 9, when Paul says, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. We are no longer our old selves, but we are raised with Christ. Our lives are hidden with God. I pray that you continue to live your life set on the things above, putting to death the old ways of living, for we are called to live in Christ and to take on the form of resurrected living. A couple questions for you to think about are, in what ways in your life is it easy to live as a butterfly, as a person who has been raised with Christ? How are you finding your new life in Christ to be easy? And then the flip side of that is, in what ways do you struggle to live as a butterfly? In other words, in what ways do you struggle living with your heart and mind set on things above? Where are you still having to put to death the old self so that your life is hid with Christ in God? Here are lyrics from I'm Pressing on the Upward Way for our hymn and for our prayer today. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. For my heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim, is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I've found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Grace and peace to you. Amen.